Biggie, Biggie, Biggie. You can do it. Come on, Allison.
I can't.
You can't?
No.
So you're adjusting your mic right now as we're going to air.
Yes.
I got to bring this down. This is loud as S.
I like it.
Me too. It kind of soothes me. I couldn't have Will's intro angering up my blood.
Oh, is that what you're supposed to do?
Yeah, you play the heavy metal intro, you come in here, you want to tear some heads off.
I got to.
You get all good and pumped. But I'm already in a pissy effing mood today.
Why?
Don't know. Just one of those things that kicked in. You were here for the ride in where I might have screamed. I might have screamed at someone who cut me off in traffic.
Yes.
Pegging them for members of one ethnic group and really heaping on the abuse based on that.
Right.
Then withdrawing my knife to wave
inappropriately
in front of me as they gazed at me in their rearview mirror. And then we got beside them and we learned there were members of another ethnic group. So I had to rework myself up so I could heap the appropriate hate upon them.
Not very nice.
Don't you always feel stupid when you get that wrong? Or am I the only one that still insults someone like it's 1918 and shakes my fist? And
I mean, it's only really
goes,
bad.
You dirty Irishman.
When you see and you're like, that stupid man, and then it's actually like a mannish woman.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that game.
Yeah, with a bicep, like a pit bull.
Like a gun with an anchor tattoo just hanging over the side.
You're like, oh, sorry, ma'am.
It's funny. Whenever that happens to me and I'm screaming racial hate of one type at a person that's cut me off in traffic, and let's be honest, as equal-minded as you might be, if you're cut off in traffic, the race hate just spews forth.
Well, you have it in your blood from your mother. I rode with her, and I believe she said the effing chink right there.
Yeah.
Doesn't know how to drive.
Yeah. Well, I might have said something exactly like that. You know, it's cute when, like, the little baby learns to cuss like the parent, but when it's the little 32-year-old cussing like mommy and daddy, not quite as adorable. But it's funny. You never, when you get the race wrong, it's never, oh, the absurdity of this in general. It's just, I hate the fact that I got the race wrong.
Well,
that's what irks me about this. Had I correctly pegged you, to hurl
stereotypes. To me, I think you can just apply it across the board, whether it's the stupid chink, the Indian, or whatever it is. You can just say,
I don't know if we're allowed to say that a million times. We probably shouldn't. Do we have to call it the C word at this point? If we hit that,
I don't know. I mean, it doesn't offend me.
We're going to call it the C word here on Papa's Basement. You're listening to a live episode this Saturday. They're rare, but they're still occurring.
Wow.
Now and again.
I feel special.
You should, Allison.
I do.
You're now holding down the fort.
Wow.
Long, illustrious list of co-hostesses.
Wow.
You're up, slugger.
I'm in. I'm good. It'll be fun.
That's how I view it. Every weekend, I'm like, I could be lying here in bed playing some video games, but let's do something creative for an hour a week.
Yes.
And then I'll justify my entire existence based on this and the four listeners my show has.
All four of them.
They're good listeners. They tweet me. They Facebook me. They make me feel witty.
Wow. Are you clever?
I'm hurt you had to ask that. Is it not abundantly clear?
You know. You have your moments.
Thank you.
Your gleaming halo moment.
Coming from you, it means the world.
Ding.
Not so much.
No.
Not so much. The show's website's in papasbasement.com, and you're asking, well, I was listening to the wonderful Sue Bartholomew before you, John, and getting all my real estate news and HOA crap. It's the best lead-in show in the world.
Wow.
She leaves you with a fat 0.0. And you go to that website because it's got all of my episodes stored there, not just the recent ones, all of them. They go up every Monday and every Thursday.
Right.
And I do a bunch of writing there as well. Allison loves to read all of my writing, doesn't she, Allison?
I absolutely do. Very clever indeed.
So far, so good. You're knocking it out of the park, kid. You want me on Twitter, it's at Papa's Basement. I do a lot on there as well. Allison, the people want to stalk you. Can they stalk your Facebook?
Yeah, sure.
How do they find your Facebook? What's the URL?
I don't know. You can do a search for Allison22451 at yahoo.com.
There you go.
And then I just pop right up.
Prepare for a cavalcade of junk pics
to
that inbox.
All what three of them.
What a treat. No.
All three thimble-sized noodles.
That's where the silent weirdos come in. Those who have never contacted me once.
Oh, my.
But you will get 18 to 24 junk pics.
Wow.
I know.
That'll be beautiful. Weed them all out. That can just flow right into our man grooming thing.
Both numbers divisible by, I was going to say 4 and 6, but 18's not divisible by 4.
This guy last night was talking about his BA accounts being hacked for nearly $1 million.
And so BA account?
His Bank of America.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
who's this? Like a friend? A news
this
item?
This is a manager for Aaron Lewis. And so he was saying,
"You you're just sticking it in there. You've given me a whole segment I didn't know we had. You,
oh, sorry.
For whatever reason, went correct. To see Aaron Lewis live on a press pass.
I did.
Mm-hmm. Last night in Baltimore at the Ram's Head Tavern.
That's correct.
And mm-hmm. for those who have forgotten, suppressed, however we want to put it, Aaron Lewis is the lead singer of Staind, and
yes.
he's pulling a Kid Rock and doing a lot of country music
right.
to keep selling albums, because I guess we've established they're the only yokels, the country listeners. Not that I don't listen to some country, but they're the only rubes out there who still hear a song on terrestrial radio and go to the local Walmart well, and pick up a disc.
Maybe. But so, it was a good show. It was nice. And he did, for all of his Staind fans, he did a lot of his Staind tunes, and he did some other stuff.
Are you a Staind fan? I don't see you as a Staind fan so much.
I do like it. It's good. It was familiar really? To me. Yeah, sure. I like his voice. It was
we saw,
good.
Will and I, for his birthday, saw a girl stripping to Epiphany by Staind. And I was kind of like, you know what? I do miss that song. It's a slow, dirgy.
Yeah.
I don't really know how you dance to it. That is the definition of lazy white girl on the pole, just kind of swinging around once or twice.
Oh, my.
They can get so bad, it just looks like watching a dumb kid play on the playground, mm-mm-mm. just killing time until they go back to fail another class.
Aw, poor little things.
Back to Staind.
Correct. Where was I going? Oh, so he was saying that you were talking about junk pics. That's how we got off.
Mm-hmm.
So you were talking about junk pics, and he
boy,
was,
howdy was I.
And he was saying, he went on and on and on about, I don't know, for an hour talking about how his account got hacked for about $1 million. And
Aaron's did or his manager?
The manager.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And his personal account. And he was saying that later on in the conversation, it segued into how his Craigslist account keeps getting all of these nude pics
wow.
of women. And it's just with their heads off and nudity and crotch shots. And I said, you know, let's put this puzzle together. You're losing a lot of money, but you're getting a lot of Russian naked chicks.
I'm
like, are you doing this to yourself? Sabotage!
I had something similar happen to one of my accounts. Gonna put that out there.
I mean, I was busting his chops. That's not really what it was
You were
from.
Actually just talking to the manager backstage.
Yeah, we were hanging out, all of us.
Wow, look at you. Did you meet Aaron?
I did. Nice guy.
Very nice. How tall is Aaron?
Not very.
Every musician. We're all compensating, right?
Not very.
Shorter than me?
I don't know that he's shorter than me. Maybe.
I like how my height earns a very quick, not very. Not very.
But
I'd like to fancy myself average. Am I kidding myself?
But I talked to Will about it last night. And I guess he has seen Staind play. And he was saying that
they're
he
one
was
of those acts that for like 10 years you would see them. Let's say
yeah.
they would just be on festival bills
yeah.
like nonstop. It was yeah. like, oh, I'm going to HF Festival. I'm seeing Ozfest. You're probably getting Staind somewhere in the
yeah.
mix.
And he said that he was pretty like, he seemed kind of bored and he wasn't a very charismatic performer. But mm-hmm. Last night, I mean, he did a great job. Maybe because it's a smaller kind of venue.
A little
there.
Taste of humble pie.
I mean, he was, it seemed like he was in his groove. And it was nice because when he pulled out all the Staind stuff and he played covers for Pearl Jam and
I like when
stuff.
Bands do that.
Yeah.
I really don't, especially the older artists.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to see Megadeth or Slayer live and there's 8 cuts off the new album. Nobody wants that. No one's there for that.
No.
Play the deep stuff. Play a lot
yeah.
of covers from other artists from that era.
But it was nice. Everyone was singing along. Everyone, you know. So
really?
Yeah, I mean, it was just like a
was
nice
it, was it outside?
Big
Did the lighters come out for outside?
No, they didn't. No lighters.
Oh, we of course, because even we can't smoke anywhere anymore.
That's right. But yeah, it was fun. We had a good time.
I'm glad you did.
Yep. Very nice.
Reminds me of how my Yahoo account is unusable now.
Why?
Unusable. Well, it's for Yahoo Chat. I can still use the email.
Yeah.
But Yahoo Chat, for those that don't remember, because AOL was the big one.
Right.
If you'll recall.
Yeah.
There were a bunch of competing chat programs.
Yeah.
For a long time. There's MSN Messenger.
Right.
And there's Yahoo Chat. And Yahoo was the first one that had the camera integrated. So, of course, me being me, I met people on Yahoo Chat who would then get naked on camera and stuff.
Oh, my.
That is...
I never had that. I mean, Yahoo actually was my preference for a long time.
Really?
Just because it just seemed to flow better than AOL. I didn't really, I was not one of the AOL.
AOL,
I mean, I had
was
it
me talking to people I actually knew.
Yeah.
When I logged into Yahoo, it was like
a bunch of strangers.
Eight dirty girls on the buddy list. Yeah.
I mean, there's dirty guys out there too, but I never really had
A guy would reveal his blossom on camera.
Now you just you can meet someone at 7-Eleven and they're like, "Look what I took this morning."
Exactly. Flipping through. They have an actual file, a separate, not mixed in with the regular.
Here's
pics.
My roller dog with my coffee. Here's my roller dog with my cat. Here's my roller dog. And you're like, "Whoa, buddy. I just wanted to put 20 on pump 7." You can see your dried up roller dog.
Roller dog.
You know, because they're all sweaty. They've been sitting on there since the Reagan administration. So, I mean, an old dog. So that's what his wiener reminded me of.
Those old roach-infested roller dogs.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I don't want to see your roller dog. So anyone who goes to my Facebook page, I don't want to see your roller dog.
Your Facebook page, which is facebook.com/no roller dogs with a Z at the end.
That's right. I'm solid. I'm good. So back to Yahoo Chat.
What Yahoo Chat.
Mm-hmm.
You could... It got to a point, I guess, almost akin to AOL. And I never did the AOL chat rooms. I don't know about you.
No. I mean, I never did any chat rooms, actually.
I know that.
But I did have a good friend of mine, and he did a lot with the chat. He actually was kind of a shy guy with meeting people, but he had a good career. He worked as a private investigator, and he did a lot with the chat.
How does a PI not get laid? Like, isn't that literally every movie ever?
Yeah, but...
It's like a hot... Biatch with
you're thinking
walks
Dick,
in and
Dick Tracy, you know what
I mean?
Thinking
Chinatown,
Warren Beatty. I mean, yeah, you're Bonnie and Clyde. You're not getting that guy. I mean, when you're thinking private investigator, I mean, you're thinking, hey, he's a, you know, creepy tech guy and I'm going to follow you around.
I guess so. Now it's just a lot of email hacking, I bet.
Date? I follow people.
I
know where you
live.
Once. Yeah, that guy's not getting laid. So anyhow, he did a lot of chat, but what he found was that when you did chat, like, he would be like fun guy or whatever, and in text he was super fun. He was very, had a lot of charisma, and he's a funny guy, quick witty.
Like me talking in the mirror. Go on.
But anyhow, what he found was he talked to this one guy in the, I guess how the chat room works is you can be in the group chat and then you can have off private chats. And he would notice that this one guy was getting a lot of private messages all the time. And he was like,
"Who is that, Mac?"
Yeah.
Well, who is Kip Dynamite?
Well, Kip Dynamite was Shy Guy 101. And the trick was to use the term shy, and then chicks want to get you out of your shell. They're like, "Are you
See,
shy?"
I think that works in real life almost more than online. Like, it's if you're the online shy guy, it's get this effing pariah out of here. Like, we're all shy.
He
Idiot.
Worked for it. He changed his name to like Shy Guy 102, and bam, it was on. He was getting a lot of chicks.
Shy Guy 101 chased him down. He's like, "Look, there's only so much shy
it's
to
like
go
the price
around.
Is right. You bid a dollar,
yeah.
And he's like,
you win by
a dollar
rules.
And a penny. Screw you. Why was I not made of stone? How dare you? Not good. So back to the chat.
Thank you. Back. We're all hopped up today.
I know. Both of us.
It was
the juice.
I guess the
juice is loose.
Our little juice, which I try to temper the healthiness of by eating half a deep dish pizza with it for breakfast. My Yahoo account, you could go into these rooms. And of course, there's like 18 rooms for like normal people talking. And then there's the one that is adult chat.
Right. Yeah.
And everyone was in that. Probably 95% of their web traffic was coming from that. And you could every so often log in and people would just be either naked on camera.
Yeah.
Women, mind you. I should elaborate. You hear people naked on camera. You just imagine like a sea of dong.
Yeah.
Kind of like chat roulette.
Right.
But you would actually get either couples going at it or naked broads. And it was the best. The problem is, by combing those rooms even once, you land on every spam bot's ad list. And anytime, for the rest of time, I finally have deleted Yahoo chat, you would log in and 18, you know, like hot Polish girl 69 would want to add you.
I never had that. But you know what? There was a
Don't do it if you want to preserve the sanctity of your Yahoo account.
There was a website like a million years ago, and it's when chat and stuff, all that was going on, and someone had given me a link to it, and it was where everyone in that chat had a webcam. Because webcams, you had to go out and buy them and all that, and it was like a big thing. It wasn't just installed on
your computer.
Oh, it's
amazing what we just take for granted.
I mean,
3 years after
the fact.
Now we're
on our cell phone, and then you get Mr.
Which has a camera on either damn side of it.
Yeah. I mean, you got Mr. Roller Dog doing a movie. Yeah. While you're pumping gas.
And my computer from 4 years ago, like, I pretty much have to pump with a hand crank to get it working.
Yeah. You're like, I saw you pumping gas. You're like, I don't need that. But anyhow, there was this chat room and everyone had a webcam. But it was so funny to me. Like, everyone had a webcam and it would just load up when you started chatting. But everyone had these super cool names in there. They were like, Blonde Cheerleader 69. And,
ooh,
you know,
she sounds sexy.
Yeah, and then you look at her and she looks like a beach whale with Down syndrome.
Oh, no.
Maybe you were a cheerleader somewhere. Or they looked like a, you
the
know.
69 was the birth year?
I don't, probably. Or she's just worn out. I don't know. She just, or you look like a big Dolly Parton and you're thinking, wow, that's really not what you were looking for.
No.
And same with
I
the men.
I think Blonde Cheerleader 69.
Or they just pan on their crotch because they feel like their crotch is youthful. But when they pan up,
well, you
like...
have to, exactly. You shave off all the gray pubage, I suppose.
And you're like, wow, it's Mr. Whipple. Yikes.
And then there's forced perspective. You take the camera almost looking up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, as one would stare upon the totem pole of the gods.
The Statue of Liberty.
Exactly. It's like being at the foot of the Washington Monument. And you're looking up and you're like, that's massive. But... wow. If you're standing above the monument,
now we
flying
know what you
in,
have to do.
Oh, yeah. That is one of the ebooks I'm going to write one of these days.
I got
how to take a
my
monstrous dong pic.
Wow.
Ladies will eat it up.
Literally. You hope.
Oh, I see what you did there. See what you did there.
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe I'm feeling so excited and light today because you shaved like 5 pounds of hair off my back.
That is beautiful.
I'm doing little airplane wings as I say that because I'm flying.
I actually am doing it too because I pumped up my biceps. I worked my upper body strength to get it all.
Well, first of all, this isn't a bit. For whatever reason, Allison loves to groom.
I wouldn't say I love to groom.
This is how I get through the day. I believe that women love to groom, and if presented with a chance to groom, they will eat it up.
I don't know about that.
But this
that.
Could also be like the guy who's like, yeah, women deep down are whores, and they love getting it in their face. Not so much, maybe. But I'm a hairy guy, so yeah. I like to think that every so often, especially, I used to have a lot of friends that were in the, I don't know the technical name for it, but they were like waxers and pluckers and crap like that.
Yeah.
Estheticians, maybe?
Estheticians? Yeah.
Cool, I was close. Go me. But yeah, whenever we hung out, I would be like, you know, we could just watch Netflix, or we could not watch Netflix and get my back done.
Yeah, get the tweezers, it's a party!
Yeah, and I secretly, I always thought they leapt at the chance. But maybe I'm just lying to myself. Maybe it'd be like me going to someone's house, and they'd be like, pretend you're on a microphone, pretend to be funny. Do my locks. I don't know. Eat my food. Just things they...
Did your garbage disposal work? Because I need to clip my toenails.
Yeah, I don't know. So
no.
What? It
I mean, I
didn't
know.
Brighten your day to
I
take
mean,
a bick to my back?
I mean, it was nice. It was a nice friend helping a friend.
That's how
hands,
I saw it.
Hands across the water.
You got to smell my delightful shaving cream.
It was what in the beaver, the natural beaver buffer.
You should
whatever.
Elaborate on that. Smelling the beaver doesn't come out right.
It does. It's perfect. Just leave it. Just
you
like
mean
that.
My
dead end.
Badger hairbrush.
Correct.
Beaver fur.
Beaver fur.
That sounds like I skinned a woman. Like
you
I was,
might have with all this grooming talk.
Like
maybe you just
buffalo
make,
billing.
Make pelts for one another. It was like shearing a sheep. It was wonderful.
Well, I was going to ask you why you thought girls were into grooming, but you aren't so much.
I mean,
so there
I'm
goes
not,
that.
I mean, I'm not necessarily into grooming. I think I like when someone takes the initiative to groom themselves. And
I do
that
too,
person,
but I'm not getting laid right now, so it's like.
But if that person you know, needs help grooming, then I'm all for helping them out.
Okay.
But I don't think you just want to, like,
because
I mean, if they're not wanting to take the initiative, like, really, are we going to, you know, like your buddy with the teeth problem. I mean, I'm not going to talk about that, but, you know, I mean, how many times are you going to say, hey, you want to brush up? You're like,
dude,
you're 40.
We've tried.
You're 40.
We've tried with that buddy.
Yeah.
At this point, I just.
So, I mean, that's how I feel with guys with grooming. I mean, there's some people who are just in their comfort zone and they like to be schleppy and hairy and bumpy and pimply and whatever, you know, or have a gray patch right in the front of their forehead.
Oh, you mean my silverback gorilla-like mark of distinction that the women eat up?
So you say.
And
but, you know.
Realize that I am the alpha of the pack because of it? Yes. I do like having that.
Well, you can, and you do. Your skunk patch.
Well, okay. What hair stuff bothers you then? Or, like, if you're with someone, can you let most stuff slide based on personality? What is it that is, like, a deal breaker? Because I'm a hairy dude, and I know not every girl is into that.
Yeah.
But it rarely, if ever, seems to be much of a deal breaker either.
No, I mean, I don't think...
And even the ones that hate it don't insist on anything getting nubbed down. I've always been good with keeping the one area that I think could be a deal breaker very groomed down. That's a disgusting thing, like, even for yourself.
But you know what a lot of guys do? A lot of guys just, you know, clean up the upper deck and they just leave the prickly pears. And you're like, you know, if you're going to do all that mind sweeping, why not?
Oh, so they get like their crotch, but the beanbag is just left completely.
I mean, it's just like a war zone there.
That's a rookie mistake.
You think, but
that
it's happened a lot.
I do need to convey how much more difficult it is taking care of that than the top half. Because the top half, you were expressing, you thought it was like almost the same thing. The top half is literally stick on a guard to the razor that you use for the rest of your body hair, three sweeps, and you're done.
Correct.
Down there, you can't do that so much. You really have to lather and take like a Bic and...
Well, it depends on the nature of your coin purse. I mean, if you've got... Some have a lot of extra leather there, and others have, you know...
Mine looks like a goiter neck.
Some, you know, it's retained some water, and it's tighter, and, you know...
I kind of have to stretch it around like pizza dough.
Yeah, so it's more difficult for you, but not everyone has, you know, a pizza dough coin purse.
Okay. I suppose, yeah, if you
But
have,
it is a ginger area.
Like just
it
a
is
little
tender.
Puffy chipmunk cheek sack.
And I think they associate it with pleasure and good things. And a lot of guys just don't want to be putting things down there.
It's one of the few places where I'm almost guaranteed to nick myself. And it's not like a pleasant, soft nick.
No, but... And plus, that skin is very vascular, much like your face. So you have a small nick there, and you're probably like, you're bleeding out. You're checking your socks.
You're making sure they're not deflating from blood loss.
Yeah, you're like, holy crap, I'm still bleeding.
How parts work. But yeah, for you, what body hair are you okay with that some people aren't, or how do you prefer body hair?
I mean, body hair in general, I think it's just natural for men and for women. I hear a lot of guys talk about women with hair on their breasts and those kinds of things.
Yeah, that's utterly disgusting.
It is disgusting, but it happens, and it's not just one woman. But if you've seen a stray, it's because that woman didn't take care of it. Like, it happens to
you mean like
everyone.
An areola hair?
Yeah, now I've heard...
If I saw one of those, I would cry like a rape victim. Yeah. I would just sit in the shower, blood all of a sudden leaking out of my backside. Going, yes.
But it happens. But, I mean, we're all hairy, so that just goes without saying.
Speak
but again,
for yourself. I am now a beautiful seal.
Yeah. How much time did we cut off your swimming time now?
Probably 8 to 10 minutes.
Anyhow, but they, I don't like people who don't pay attention to normal grooming, like the nose hairs and the ear hairs and those kinds of things.
Ear hair is hard, and I'm just starting to get a touch of it, and like it's one of those things.
It doesn't matter. It has to be done. See,
oh,
that's unnatural,
filthy,
and it's gross.
Absolutely.
And if you're going to groom, you know, your upper deck, then you should definitely take care of your basement as well. I mean, why are you just going to take care of the top and not care for the bottom? I mean, it's just not good. The prickly pears, the craziness, it's wild, the bird's nest, you're looking around, what's in there? It's like Captain Caveman. You're going to pull out all kinds of things. Here's my keys. Here's, you know.
I think guys take for granted just how much grooming goes for a girl down there.
Yeah.
Like, is it just me or do you guys have pubes that start like 18 inches higher than a man's if left unattended?
No, I mean, guys are pretty bad. I mean, guys are, you know, they can duck out of their swim shorts. So, I mean, men and women, both the same. Yeah. Yeah. It's the same.
It's horrible that we are built that way and yet have urges that go in the opposite direction.
I think for the most part, even people who don't, you know, take to a razor or waxing or those kinds of things, they tend to just trim it up. Even years ago, you know what I mean?
Really?
If you had a wild nest, you'd trim
it up. Have one friend.
Yeah.
Who we all went to Vegas together and he saw a professional.
Right.
Who might be seeing that area on his body that day. And he kind of let slip that he did nothing down there.
Oh.
And we were like, dude, you have to take care of that before she sees it. Which I suppose he didn't. Like,
but you have to.
That's the definition of a woman you don't really have to clean up for. You don't even have to wipe well before you see a hooker. I mean, they'll take it.
Well, they will, but actually most of them now, I mean, if they're really good pros and they're not just, you know, the toothless Tanyas hanging out at 7-Eleven, then they are. They're going to make you douse with powder and shower.
Well, that's what he was saying. The shower is part of everything now, apparently. It's like, okay, we're going to try to make this a foreplay fun shower, but I'm actually just trying to unscum you.
Yeah, they'll put, like, the lice powder on and everything else,
Or like Farva? Powdered sugar?
Yeah. I mean, I've heard. I mean, I don't have any experience in that myself. But.
He was cussing us out for a month after that. Like he
After he did. Oh, so he did take care of his business.
He did it and acted like Samson losing his locks.
Yeah.
He a fundamental part of his identity had been robbed from him.
And so it wasn't just uncomfortable.
Oh, that too. He was like, it was itchy as all hell.
Yeah.
I can't even remember the first time I did it. I suppose it was itchy.
But when you
for like
do it
days.
Enough, then it goes away. I mean,
but
it's not so bad.
You say that, and it's like a woman talking about getting it in the backside almost. It's like the second time you do it, it doesn't even hurt that much.
No.
And I just do it all the time ever since. It seems like a courteous thing to do. Because I know how I react when there's like even a stitch of hair down there.
Well,
like there could be one
missed
strand.
People.
And in my brain, I'm like, you. God damned
piglet. But as much as you think it's very popular, I mean, I was talking to a group when I was in South Carolina, and a lot of people who have been married X number of years, even younger people, they just don't do that, and they are oblivious that anyone does have hardwood floors. I mean, they just aren't even aware of their
thing. I've got a couple friends who are like, I've never been with a girl who shaves, and I'm like, I've probably never been with one that doesn't. I think, like, out of however many, it's two-ish.
Well, it depends. If you are, like, so you've dated a lot of single women.
They're fun. Yeah. We'll put it that way. They're fun and of questionable moral repute.
But that's what I'm saying. If they've been, if they're not relationship-type people, then they're single and they're out. Or, I mean, there are those exceptions where they are, no matter what. I mean, they're just into grooming.
I would never
that.
Get completely lazy about grooming, even in a marriage, though, because I would just assume you have to do that to keep wifey doing that.
Yeah.
And if my wife stopped shaving in a marriage, I don't know, 2 weeks to the divorce?
Well, you know, there's some people who have, we was talking about this last night, where they were relationships, they suffer a lack of intimacy. And not only sex, just sex, but you talk to a lot of people. And once they're
Well, how
in
quickly
it,
do you become friendly roommates? Really?
Yeah. So, but I mean, I guess grooming, but that aside, I mean, if someone is infirm or someone loses a limb or someone
I don't like
loses,
where you're taking this.
Then,
this is a very
then I
sad
think we
scenario.
Can, then we, I think we can tolerate a lot of that. But I mean, if everything's
I suppose
cheery,
if my wife loses her arms, I guess I'd be okay with that leggy,
no,
hairy
you'd have,
bitch
you'd
trotting
have,
around.
You'd have her scooting around a cheese grater.
Sandpaper, come on. Cheese grater, she'd lose her friggin' clit.
Oh my! Then you wouldn't have to worry about it. You'd be like, hey, it's gone. I don't have to worry about the bean anymore. You wore it off? Sorry. That's your problem.
Like an African circumcision.
Oh, I don't feel very good.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So that's it. So you don't have a Yahoo account anymore because it got all hacked up. That's
I keep it for the mail. I haven't logged into Yahoo chat in years.
You know, I actually don't use my Yahoo account. That's the one that I said to find me on Facebook.
That's my spam one. The Yahoo gets all of my GameStop emails, the various surveys I take for cards to GameStop.
Yeah, I keep it open, but I don't even know I have.
I logged in it
because I had gotten something, one of my other emails it wouldn't accept or something for a job. And I wound up giving that one. And when I logged on, I was surprised how the chat just feeds right in now with all your emails.
It's semi-integrated,
yeah. I'm like, whoa, I didn't
You kind of have to log out. They're trying to knock off Gmail.
Yeah.
Where Gmail, you have that GChat built in as well.
Yeah. But it kind of freaked me out because I was, I hadn't been on there in probably years. Like, I hadn't logged on to Yahoo. And I just went in just for that specific thing. It was either a resume or something I had to do. And it wouldn't accept through my other
18
one.
Of your chat friends were immediately, where you been?
And they were like, "Hi, Frank. What's going on?" I was like, "What? Who's talking to me? What's happening?"
It is weird. It almost seems, I guess you don't go to porn sites, but you get those fake IMs in the corner. Like when you visit, it's like, "Hi, I live in," and they'll sniff out your IP
but not
address.
Only, I mean, I don't know about the porn ones, but they do that for regular things,
oh, really?
Too.
They'll porn ones. It's like, "I'm in Centerville, Virginia. I'm very young and new to the area. Would you like to have sex?"
Well, they'll do that, and they'll be like, "So, I understand you need to do your taxes. My name is Phil."
Oh, God.
Like, yeah. So, they have that for anything, I think, now.
I don't like that.
No, I don't either.
The sex one is the only one that makes sense, because the guy's going to be indisposed and not thinking right. And maybe, just maybe, he'll be like, "She could be lost.
No.
This is almost performing a civic duty." Click, and then you've got 18 Trojans.
Bad, bad. I don't like that story.
I also don't like March Madness. Boom. Flawless segue. Just,
I don't know a thing about March Madness. I know they were watching a game last night.
We were watching some right now.
And everyone was like, "What the F is this Florida Gator something university?"
I like your voice.
It was like, no one knew who they were. They were like, "Who are they playing?" Yeah, they didn't know.
Oh, Florida are the Gators.
No, it was something else. It was something
Weird Florida school?
Yeah, it was some, like, you know, school of the performing arts. You're like, what? They're playing who? What's happening? Yeah, I don't know.
I want to see that. I want to see the school from fame.
Yeah. Everyone's just doing Harlem Globetrotter moves. No one's actually making baskets. Everyone's just dancing and twirling.
Being forced to pull out their jugs for a pervert photographer.
Oh, my.
Trey Jolie, Coco. Trey Jolie.
So what don't you like about March Madness?
There's a lot. There's a lot. It is the time of year I feel the most like a girl that knows nothing about sports. Because every dude in the world, maybe not so much the brothers, actually.
Yeah.
But white dudes love them. March Madness.
Well, they do a lot of college
filling
ball.
Out the brackets.
Yeah.
And I don't know if a big part of it is I've never identified with a college.
Yeah.
Because they seem to get sucked in by that. Like, this was my dad's school. This was my school.
Yeah.
I went to 3 schools. I don't care about any of them.
Yeah.
Like, the one I graduated from, George Washington.
Yeah.
Sends me stuff every so often. Like, hey, you want to meet up with the people you graduated with? Or you want to send us some money so we can build crap?
Yeah.
I can't wipe my ass fast enough with those notices.
Yeah.
College was not my best time.
But the thing about it is, I think you're kind of the opposite of most guys. Me and my ex-husband, and I know a lot of guys who don't pay attention to basketball at all and they only like college ball. So.
Yeah. There's a time in the country where pro sports sucked, other than pro baseball, and it was college basketball, college football, and then I think in the 70s, pro football started coming around, and it really wasn't until Magic and Bird that I think pro ball, and then that spiraled into Jordan, that pro ball did its thing. See, I enjoy pro ball to some extent. I don't get the concept of getting into college ball, especially... Yeah. College basketball, where they're now able to one and done. You literally are rooting for a uniform and nothing more. You can feel nothing for these players. They're gone in 2 seconds.
I mean, I don't know much about it, but I do know that college ball has a lot of fans. I mean, I think you're in the minority there. I mean,
absolutely am. This is why I feel like king queen. Everyone's ranting about it, about, oh, they're busted brackets. I don't do any brackets because would you want to get even mildly involved in something where you're familiar with maybe 4 of the 68 teams?
Yeah.
And then you have to be really pissy that a couple of those wild cards you knew nothing about S the bet.
Yeah.
In round one. I don't, there's no appeal in it to me.
I mean, I'm a sports fan in the sense that I like to attend live sporting events.
Exactly. That's the girly way to do it,
yeah,
by the way.
And
I'm
don't.
Into baseball, which means I want to screw off at the ballpark.
I mean, you like to go to the game. There's the atmosphere and, you know, seeing it live and all that, and you feel the roar of the crowd.
Looking at the phone, I've had about 8 missed business calls in the course of this show.
Man, we're losing money.
This is the most expensive Papa's basement in history. Conservatively, I have lost $300 already.
How long did that job take you the other day that you did?
Which job?
Where you had to redo the keys. You had to do all the whole house.
Oh, huh, 2 hours.
Yeah.
Something like that. And you didn't even pay me.
Yet. But they paid you for the last one, right?
They did.
Yeah.
After
so
a month
good.
Of bitching. Good times.
Yeah, never fun.
Yeah, it's one of those things where I realize I didn't come up like other kids quite so much, both in my bumping around colleges and the fact that my dad didn't go to college and grew up avoiding Germans trying to kill him during Nazi occupation instead. I don't like that. I don't want to be the outcast, but God, I hate college ball.
That's too bad.
I suppose the one and done aspect is what
I mean, do you ever just fake it? Do you ever pretend? I mean, are you ever out for a happy hour and you're like, woo!
I can have a rooting interest in anything. You could put me in front of golf.
Yeah.
And I'd be.
Actually, I got into it the other day. I watched one of those matches, the other day.
Take that.
It actually was good. I tuned in right at the end. So they were almost done, and it was kind of the big finale, and it was kind of nail-biting. Was he going to make this shot? And ta-da, he did it, and I can't remember the guy's name, but I was riveted for about, I don't know, 5-10 minutes.
There you go.
And that was my golf experience.
That is, if golf has ever held me for more, literally, I can take one stroke.
But the guy who was leading, like, in the first half, I don't know who this guy is, but he's got, like, a full beard and just looks like one of those Duck Dynasty guys. And they interview
him. It
was
Santa Claus.
They tried to, like, ask him these, so what were you thinking? I was just trying to do better.
Just trying to focus on the ball.
Do better than everybody else.
I hate athletes being asked anything.
It's so dumb. Like,
they have nothing to say.
Yeah. Did you see that interview?
We can't ask any actual thinker anything. So it's like, when you were down by 20, what were you thinking? Got to score more points. Thank you.
Did you see that Valerie Harper interview where she was interviewed by...
is that brain cancer?
Yeah.
Is that Rhoda?
But the thing is, like, they...
Or no, it's Rhoda's friend, right? Or was it Rhoda? Valerie Harper.
Valerie Harper was Rhoda. And Mary Tyler Moore. Mary Tyler Moore was the main one.
Yeah. And then there's Rhoda, who was brain cancer.
Right. And she was the best friend, and I think she got a spinoff.
Yes.
How it goes, yeah. But they're interviewing her, and they're like, so do you have sad days?
Yeah.
How was it when you found out?
Well, I've been told that within 3 months, I will no longer exist.
Yeah.
And I have a husband I actually care about and kids.
Yeah.
And they've got grandkids. But no, it was good. They told me I was going to die.
Why would you interview someone like that? They got this terrible news and they're just going to
Well, it's just easy ratings because we all have this perverse allure to death. We're all going to do it. No one knows what the hell happens. And everyone likes seeing the people who are kind of just the tipping it.
I mean,
when they're like this close, but they can kind of talk about it.
I mean, the thing is, like, I've had patients where, like, I had
Nurse Allison has had.
And he was missing two of his fingers, like his index finger and his
good ones or
finger.
Bad ones. There's some you could lose, and it's like, really, who cares? Like your pinkies.
Yeah.
You would just look like a Simpsons character if you lost your pinkies.
He was missing, like, I want to say either his middle finger and his ring finger, or maybe his index finger and his ring finger. And sometimes I'd go up to him.
Those are pretty good ones.
And I'd hold on to my fingers, the ones that he was missing. Uh-huh. And if he was having a bad day.
And then he'd whisper in his ear, you complete me.
No, I'd say something like, are you not feeling well today because you can't do this? And I would wave with all 5 of my fingers.
Yeah.
And he'd say, you know what? I think my missing fingers bug you more than they bug me. But, I mean, I wouldn't go up to someone who just lost
a leg.
Oh,
it's very true.
And just say, hey, does it hurt real bad?
There was a parent of a kid I was in scouts with, and he was missing an index, a ring, and a middle on one. It was just thumb and pinky.
Yeah.
And I used to watch him smoke cigarettes and light up using just the thumb and pinky.
Yeah,
and
like a lobster. Like the pinky.
My soul cringed.
But the thing about it is that those are old injuries. Somebody's either born that way or whatever, and they're over it and they're done. Someone just gets a diagnosis.
Accidental rocket. Like he was waving his hand over a little rocket kit as a kid and just.
But if you're going to have a fresh wound and you just lost your leg.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to go up to you and go, hey, does it hurt real bad?
What if I do this?
Do you miss doing this? And then I just start tap, tap. Skip, skip, tap dancing.
Remember that time you stood at a urinal?
Yeah, now you got to pull your dead leg in a wagon.
Yeah.
Does it bum you out seeing your leg up there in that jar?
At least you only got to do squats for one of them now.
Yeah.
People are idiots.
Like, they just went on and on and on with her in this interview, just like, hey.
Oh, I watched it. It was on Access Hollywood or some crap.
It was so bad. Like,
how
why
did you feel getting the news? There's only one answer to that. Horrible.
I was happy because I hate this guy.
I was sick of cleaning up my massive house.
Like, I would have just took it the other way, you know? Actually, there's this interview I read about where Martin Short, also the Today Show with Kathy Lee, and she didn't do her notes beforehand, and they just fly live.
Oh, shocker.
And so she...
What a half-asser. whoever GIF cheated with was really, really not bad-looking. She was like some blonde stewardess with the biggest jugs.
But the thing about it is that... Like, she had Martin Short there, and she was talking to him, and I guess he has this upcoming show, and he does a lot of voiceovers.
Was it Glick? Was it the Glick era? Thank God.
This was recently.
Glick.
And she had...
Oh, God, the one she does with Hoda?
Yeah, this is her new show.
What is Hoda, like, racially? What ethnicity names the kid Hoda? Because that's not even, like, weird black college athlete.
She's
all right.
She doesn't bother me, and she actually is kind of, you know...
Me neither. Wink, wink. You're not going to trip me up that fast.
But the thing is, Kathy Lee asked Martin Short, she was like, oh, and these two, you have a beautiful marriage, and how's your wife, and blah, blah, blah. And he just made a lot of jokes, and was like, yeah, we got through it, a lot of laughs, and a lot of love, and, you know, he made a couple cracks, and wisecracked.
What, and she had, like, pulled around, like, Shatner's bride, or?
she just died of cancer.
Kathy Lee, you stupid
So then afterwards, he was like, hey, no problem. But he was like really graceful and really cool. And I guess she came back on air and she apologized. She said, I had seen them over a year ago at a party and they just were canoodling and they just seemed like so much in love. And I thought, you
and
know.
And so she like turned to him. So the brain cancer was real bad then, right?
Because she was looping all over you.
Wow, recovery. Point one.
But, yeah, why are you going to do something like that when someone has a fresh injury or some terminal news and you're like, oh.
I'm telling you, it's because as humans, we're very limited in the scope of what interests us and what we do because we have short lives and limited intellects. We enjoy eating, humping, and we're fascinated with our own death.
Yeah, but then you're going to do that and you're going to be like, you know, we're all rooting for you. And here's a dog that hula hoops.
Yeah. Oh, it's that. It's literally... Yeah, that really breaks your heart. Now, what did JT say on SNL last Saturday that has everyone talking today?
And they pan a camera to her and she's scooping up her hair
that
fell out from the desk. You're like,
One eyebrow is just hanging like a busted shutter.
Why would you do that? That is just not kind.
As she makes her brain cancer tour.
I mean, I'm good for her, and she's willing to do that and put up with it. And I think you kind of have to, in this day and age, everyone wants a statement, even if you're not that famous. People want to know what happens, make a statement.
Well,
but, I mean, she's got cancer. Jeez.
It's weird with her, too, because she's one of those TV celebs. Like, you might be on the cusp of it. Even at my age, I cannot comprehend how famous TV celebs were from the 70s. Like, especially this day. Like, people... Yeah. 10 years younger than me, they're like, what? There's TV. I just watch YouTube. When you were on one of the three networks,
because
that's what it was in the day. It was ABC, CBS, NBC, and then everyone actually had local networks. That's what really blows my mind.
Yeah.
Today, TV's all national.
Yeah.
I guess Fairfax County Public Access, where we're broadcasting from, that would count as local programming.
Now, even celebrities, today's celebrities, and, you know, these, what do you call it, reality shows, you know, if they want to find out what happened to Steven or why he didn't show up on set or something, they Google it and YouTube it, too. They're like, I didn't even know my dad was in the hospital till those guys at TMZ covered it.
There was just
nothing you, TMZ.
Outside of TV.
Yeah.
Like every show got like an 80 share.
I know.
That math doesn't add up, but bear with me.
No, and that's like with Cartoon Network. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, Saturday was Cartoon Day.
Of course.
And then I actually.
That was the technical term.
It was Cartoon Day. And I just would get the TV guide. And when the new shows would come out on TV guide, they would do all the like previews and how the TV schedule was going to follow. And I would map out my cartoon day. I was going to do ABC time and that time and switch.
I wasn't fancy like you.
Yeah.
The Washington Post used to come with TV week.
Oh, yeah.
And so I would map everything out in TV week.
Yeah.
My Rescue 911.
We didn't read the paper in my
Unsolved
house.
Mysteries.
But it's funny, we were dirt poor, but we had TV Guide.
I don't think that's as unique as you're thinking.
We
it
had
is.
The TV Guide magazine, and my mom would save them, much like your mom saves her
everything, every printed thing ever. You mean how I just threw away a bunch of Rolling Stones from 09?
Yeah, but
in case we wanted the latest on My Chemical Romance,
but she hadn't read that bizarre because she needs to know what she needs to order on QVC.
Exactly. Oh, kill me now.
Oh, my.
Kill me now. Kill me often.
She's nice. She's lovely. She makes me laugh.
I guess. There are worse parents out there. This is my flawless segue into our final segment. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Which is?
DC officer sentenced to life in prison for killing his mistress and daughter. So far, so good, right?
Well.
So far, it sounds like we are on a motorboat to Chuckle Island.
All right. Okay.
If you want to Google that title, again, DC officer sentenced to life in prison for killing his mistress and daughter, you get a picture of a man. And he looks, this isn't me just being like, they all look alike. He looks a lot like Coolio, but not young, happy, gangster's paradise Coolio.
Oh, my.
Like old Juggalo. But he's psychopathic records, Coolio.
But he's a cop.
He's a cop.
Yeah.
Like, if this was a cop that came into my neighborhood, I would crap myself. I would assume he was there to rob me.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost like, son of a bitch.
Oh, he does. He looks like, Coolio's unfamous brother.
Exactly.
Who doesn't
Dulio.
Have, yeah, he doesn't have all of the weave. You know, he's got a... He's like, could you fill me in?
Oh, yeah. He's kind of got the predator,
yeah.
receding hairline of a predator yeah. thing going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
I got you. I'm
he
with
was
you.
Sentenced to life in prison.
Yeah.
Let's see his name. Police officer Richmond Phillips.
Wow.
Got life because apparently he had a 20-year-old mistress that wanted to meet him in the woods.
Oh,
or,
my.
I'm going to assume he pushed for this meeting in the woods and she wanted him to take a paternity test.
Yeah, that's where I usually take mine.
Yeah, exactly. pee on this stick, mister.
Yeah. And while we're out here, are there any bikers who can give me a tattoo?
They sell these kits like it's CVS now.
Oh, there's absolutely.
It's in the aisle of bad decisions, as I call it, where there's your lube, your condoms. And then the pregnancy tests and the paternity test. Everything's, it's like, it goes from happy to sad so quickly.
Not good.
Half of it is use this, and the other half is, or you have to use this.
Yeah.
But she wanted him in the woods.
Mm-hmm. But did it say that? Did it say he, she
I will look,
to be in
hold
the woods?
On. He was married, undercover vice officer.
Uh-huh.
Classy guy. Let's just say, okay, he had been scheduled to provide a DNA sample to determine whether he was the kid's father, Maury
right.
style. Let's just assume it was Maury.
Right.
Meets his mistress in a park, shoots her in the head, and then dumps her corpse because he doesn't want to acknowledge the kid or pay for it.
Mm.
And that's bad enough, right?
Yeah,
that's people shouldn't shoot each other in the head. That's frowned upon where I come from.
Yeah, it's not very
you
nice.
Too, your family as well?
Yeah, not
okay.
Good.
Just mm-hmm. seeing if it was something
I mean, you
Georgia's.
Can fork someone for a Brussels sprout, but you're not going to take them out.
Can't
the woods.
Kill them.
And then, yeah, shallow
and
grave.
And dispose of the corpse. Here's where things go from, that's not so good, to, holy crap, really? Yeah. Really?
Oh, my.
That old MSN phone commercial, and by old, I mean 18 months ago.
Oh, my.
The really? He then struts off with the kid strapped to his car seat, lets the little bastard bake in the sun.
Oh, my
He
gosh.
Did this in May, I believe. Horrible. And they determined the temperature inside the car had reached 125 degrees, and the kid just bakes and dies.
That is horrible. Horrible.
Doesn't even have the decency to murder the kid or, I don't know, let it out, take it to an orphanage, things of this nature.
Wow.
Just lets it bake. And like at a low temperature, like a Hawaiian luau pig.
That is just, that makes me sick. I mean, anything with kids.
I was going to ask, is that maybe the most rotten thing you've heard of? I like that we're ending on a happy note, by the way. I just read this story and it blew my mind. Like, trust me, I've never had a kid's I've had kid scares.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say I've never had a kid scare. Yeah. I've had a couple.
Yeah.
I've never had one actually get past the gate.
Yeah.
But I would assume as resentful and pissy as I would be about it, and I know I would be.
Yeah.
I would not step up to the plate and be a good guy about it.
Yeah.
I would be very pissy. I would just look at them and be like, you represent a lot of Xbox games, you little effer. But I wouldn't kill them.
No.
And not just because I know I couldn't get away with it. Like, if I could hit a button and suck them into space and no one would be the wiser.
That is just horrible. Just think about that little kid just crying out there, hot, just strapped
You
in.
Mentioning the crying makes me think he made the right choice. Little kid crying is the worst noise ever.
It isn't when they're, there's a different kind of crying. When they are annoying.
Oh, there's the desperate, my brain is baking wail.
Yeah, and you, it's a fear thing. Even when adults cry, sometimes you've seen those crocodile tears or maybe your mom's upset about her Time magazines and you think, oh, this is not the end of the world. But then, you know, she's like, no, seriously, can you help me find my eye? And then you're like, wow, these tears are real. And you know there's a difference. And it's the same with kids. And hearing that when they're just infirm or in pain. It's horrible, horrible, horrible. It's not the same kind of crying at all.
Okay. Kid killer. That's all I can determine here. Did not know you had this dark side to you.
No, I'm just saying, like, when you hear kids in a restaurant and they're annoyed because they didn't, you know, they want ice cream and they're just, like, that's annoying.
But it gets worse than that.
But when someone is in pain or they're sick or, you know, when you have someone,
I'm going to neuter myself in the hallway if it gets worse than that. That sound alone, like you're sitting there trying to eat a dinner.
Yeah.
And some baby's just going, ah! Ah! You've got a mouthful of steak thinking I paid $50 for this.
I think you're having lunch. Not at Chuck E. Cheese, but maybe a Psych Ward.
Well, that's what really blows my mind, where you go to the high-end places. Yeah. And someone decided to bring the kid along.
Well, to me, I was just having this conversation the other day, too. I never really, I mean, I've worked with kids for a number of years, and so I really do love kids, and they make me laugh, and just their candor.
They make me laugh for like 5 seconds.
No, hang out with them enough, and if you have a good kid who's, been raised white, like a New York Jew kid.
Oh, one of those funny New York Jews. Go on.
There's so much
He's
fun.
Pushing up his little glasses, yeah. Getting picked last for kickball. Stickball, I'm sorry.
But, I mean, they're fun. But, when they're crying and it's sincere, it's really heart-wrenching. It's bad.
Those New York Jew tears of theirs.
No, but when they're in the restaurant, and I never, to me, I don't really get bent out of shape because I think, you know what? I don't have to deal with that all day. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's disturbing now. Why don't you take your kid out?
I take that tact as well, but then it's like, but I didn't have a kid either. I deserve to be free of this.
You kind of do, and when they're kicking your seat and when they're actually in your space or they're hopping over the booth or they're, you know, throwing straw, whatever parts.
Oh, a little kid's kicking my seat. He's about to get the Sam Bowie on his shins.
But, you know, I mean, I just think, hey, at least they're not my kid. I don't have to deal with it forever.
What a nice...
They themselves, for the most part, most parents, they're kind of embarrassed and they're, you know, trying to enjoy themselves too. They don't want their kids acting up either. You know what I mean?
Again, that gets zero forgiveness from me. It's just like, you knew there was a chance this could happen. You should have just left them. In the car with the window cracked. That way they can't get molested and it'll only get up to like 90 degrees and their little brains won't bake. And if they do, let's be honest, little booger eater probably wasn't curing cancer.
Poor little thing.
And that's how we get the funny from a kid killer story.
That is bad.
Hold on. Oh! Oh! That music means we're free.
Wow.
Until we record the next episode, then we're really free.
I got you.
You ready for two?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Ready, Freddy.
Sound a little sexy. Allison, thank you for joining me again.
You're welcome. They
can stalk you via what email address, both Facebook and just sending junk pics?
Allison, A-L-L-I-S-O-N, 22451 at yahoo.com. You can do a search on Facebook and I come right up.
Lovely. I'm John Papagiorgio. I'm the host of Papa's Basement. You want me on Twitter? It's at Papa's Basement. Show's website in papasbasement.com. Go there for every episode we have ever done, my writing, and a subscription link to the show on iTunes. So it will magically show up on any iDevice you may own anytime you hook it up to iTunes. Until the next time, we're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way.